Turning now to Egypt, that country's precarious transition to democracy is being threatened by the continued use of military trials against civilians, a 30-year-old emergency law, press restrictions, and other repressive actions left over from the old regime. That is the conclusion of the head of the civil rights group Amnesty International as he wrapped up a visit to Egypt today. From Cairo, NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Since autocrat Hosni Mubarak was ousted in February by a combination of mass street protests and military pressure, a body called the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces has ruled Egypt. The military council has pledged to help guide the country to new elections, starting with a parliamentary vote scheduled for September and a presidential vote sometime after that. But Amnesty International's head, Salil Shetty, says free and fair elections are threatened by laws and practices left over from the Mubarak regime, including emergency laws enacted in the early 1980s, which gives security forces wide power to arrest and detain civilians. He urged the army to move quicker to abolish those laws.
We are very concerned that if this is not done before the elections, these laws could be abused. And at a point when people are anxious, there's a lot of anxiety, some extent, some paranoia, they should just get rid of it. We can move forward on a much better footing.
Amnesty's Secretary General praised the army for releasing some political detainees and dissolving the once-dreaded state security investigation services. But Shetty worries too much of Egypt's machinery of authoritarianism is still firmly in place. He urged Egypt's military council to stop trying civilians in army courts. Since Mubarak's ouster, more than 7,000 civilians have been hauled before military courts. Shetty says Egypt's civil judiciary certainly needs strengthening and reform, but the solution, he says, is not for the army to run a parallel legal system, especially one that is not transparent, independent, has no right of appeal, and fails to meet basic international fair trial standards.
This is just, again, an old Mubarak habit which we have to put an end to it. And the speed at which they're moving is insane. In a space of less than 2 days, they cleared 170 cases. So I can see that they're anxious to provide justice, but nobody in Egypt really believes that, particularly the victims who we've been meeting, they do not feel that they're being given justice through the military process.
Under the old regime, Amnesty regularly documented systemic abuse of detainees by the police and security services, including the use of electric shocks, sleep deprivation, and hanging suspects by their limbs for hours. The security services' brutality, injustice, and lack of accountability were key complaints that helped fuel the January 25th uprising against Mubarak. Shetty says it's key the government investigate not just past misdeeds, but allegations of abuse in the post-Mubarak period. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Cairo.
You're listening to NPR News.